deserted streets around the Sule Pagoda, people in Yangon defiantly showing their support for the silent strike as offices and shops remained closed. Despite warnings from the military, scenes like this were repeated across Myanmar on Wednesday. But in Bangkok, where they were free to speak out, they did. Hundreds of Myanmar citizens demonstrated outside their embassy, denouncing the coup and the general behind it. Many held up pictures of Aung San Suu Kyi, the last elected leader, now facing a lifetime in jail.
We not accept Ming Aung Hlaing. We want democracy. That's why we want to show all the world that, hey, look at the Burma and come and help the Burma. Stay with the Burma, stand with the Burma.
We are here to protest. Myanmar is really bad right now. Min Aung Hlaing destroyed the country and he kills a lot of people.
At this stage, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing shows no sign of backing down. The military has used the full force of its arsenal in the past 12 months. Heavy artillery, armor, and increasingly airstrikes. But resistance is strong across the country. Many clearly still refuse to accept military rule.
What we have is the strong commitment of the people. And the people are very resilient, but also ready to fight against the military by all means possible. That is what military don't have.
At the United Nations, a concession that the international response to the crisis has been disjointed and weak.
That is what is missing when it comes to Myanmar, that kind of strategic, coordinated approach by a coalition of countries, much like we saw with respect to the Ukraine crisis, we've yet to see with respect to the Myanmar crisis.
The tactics of Myanmar's military when they forced more than a million ethnic Rohingya to flee are now being repeated across the country. Yet many neighboring nations still refuse to condemn the generals, nor offer sanctuary or aid to those suffering inside. On the border with Thailand, boats ferry supplies across to Myanmar. The World Bank estimates the economy has shrunk by 15% since the coup. Food shortages are widespread.
While some trade is getting across the border, life inside Myanmar seems to be getting increasingly difficult under military rule. 22 million people living below the poverty line, millions more displaced by fighting, and basic services like education and healthcare essentially gone. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, on the Thai-Myanmar border.